University of South Carolina women's head basketball coach Dawn Staley leads her team with the same intensity and fiery passion that made her a three-time Olympic gold medalist and Hall of Fame player. But her players know a different side, one that fans might not get to see at the arena or on TV. Junior point guard Isha Walker says that Staley is a great basketball coach, but it's the caring and loving side of her that makes her so special as a person.
She has her days when she could be like the mean mom, and there's other days when she's, you know, she could be like your best friend. You could talk to her about anything on or off the court.
Staley infuses a family relationship into her teams, one that begins with recruiting and only gets stronger throughout the years. In 2012, the Gamecocks made their deepest run into the women's NCAA tournament since 2002. Dateline Carolina caught up with Coach Staley at USC's practice facility to talk with her about her relationship with her players, her coaching career, and the current state of women's basketball at USC. On the court, you've always been known as a tough, hard-nosed player and coach, but your players say they know a different side that has built a family atmosphere within the team. How would you describe your relationship with your team both on and off the court?
Probably a tale of two halves, you know, or two faces, you know, in that on the court, you know, I'm pretty much all about business. And I think for our players, they need to understand these are their careers that are on the line. When they sign up to come to play at the University of South Carolina or play for our coaching staff, you know, they know the type of attitude that we have towards their careers. You know, I think all of them strive to become professional athletes. And when you do that, there's a cost to doing that. And then off the floor, you know, I think I'm probably, you know, a practical joker. You know, I like to have fun. I like to kid around with our players. You know, it's just who I am. I don't, you know, portray just having a, you know, softer side just to have it. When they sign up to come to South Carolina, they get all of us. You know, they get all of us, the good, the bad, the ugly. But I think what they do get is fairness and realness and place in which they can be themselves. And I think once you make them comfortable enough to be themselves, you know, you can find out some things that can make their career and the process run a lot smoother.
How instrumental has the family atmosphere among your team been to the increasing success you've had over the past couple of years?
Well, I think with any family, you go through some things. You know, when we were having losing seasons 2 and 3 and 4 years ago, you know, they were hard times. You know, I think we're all competitors and we all want to win at our craft, you know, but we were going through some adverse moments. And I think when you're going through that, you try to figure out ways in which to stop the bleeding, so to speak. And for us, it was just constant staying after it, constant communication and constant figuring out what's the best way to approach these situations. And, you know, for us, I don't think we sacrificed our principles, but we did, you know, look within ourselves as a coaching staff and me as a coach to see, you know, where can I, you know, my message be heard and it be translated into, you know, something good. And I think we just worked at it. You know, we really worked at, you know, self-evaluation and try to figure out what's the best way to approach our kids to get the best results.
Was there a particular coach or person at some point in your life that influenced the way you wanted to coach and the relationship that you wanted to have with your players?
No, I don't think there was just, you know, one person or one thing. I think, you know, I've always had a passion for kids. You know, for me, my passion is to figure out what their niche in life is and kind of push them towards that. And for me, it's, you know, it's very simple. I think kids want to be wanted. I think they're, you know, naturally, I think they're pleasers, so they want to please. For me, I just want them to have a great experience. I had a great experience as a college player. Part of the reason is because we won. Another part of the reason was the family atmosphere. So I just draw my experiences as a collegiate athlete and just try to put that in place here, wherever I, you know, wherever I'm coaching. I think it's worked out tremendously.
Senior guard Lakeisha Sutton has said she looks up to you not only as a player, but as a coach and a person. Do you see parts of yourselves and your team on on-court play, but also in the off-court mentality?
You know, I think Keisha, she's matured, you know, from the, you know, a little kid coming in here from Trenton, New Jersey, who was shy and never really talked, always wanted to go home to a, you know, looks like a natural born leader. You know, she still doesn't speak very often, but when she does, you know, she really has something powerful to say. And I think she captained this particular ship for quite some time. You know, she got the title, you know, this particular year, but the growth that took place from year one to year four is what you want to see in all of your players. I know Keisha Sutton's going to be successful because she endured the process. She was patient enough to see the process through. And, you know, I think it's a direct reflection of how her team progresses, how she progressed personally.
When you're recruiting players, do they tend to be more interested in what you've been able to accomplish as a player or where you're headed in the future as a coach?
Well, at this point, I think I'm kind of removed from, you know, them knowing, you know, the success I have. I'm quite sure their parents probably know a little bit more about, you know, what I've been able to accomplish in my career as a player. But I think the players are more interested in playing time, more interested in making sure that we go to the NCAA tournament and, you know, now to the Sweet 16. So, you know, I think it's a little bit of both. I think they get it from an extension of them, which is their parents. But now, you know, nowadays kids are, you know, what can you do for me? What have you done, you know, lately? And, you know, for us, you know, it's a high time for us because we did go to the tournament and we did, you know, go fairly far into the tournament.
What goes through your mind when athletic director Eric Hyman says he wants the men's team on the same level as your program and compares you with revered coaches Steve Spurrier and Ray Tanner?
You know, I think anytime your leader, your athletic director, you know, and I think, you know, probably our president would say the same things. They want, you know, an athletics program to compete at the highest level in all their sports. And it's not just something that Eric just says. I think he really believes in it. I think he brings coaches in here that he feels would, you know, get that task accomplished. And, you know, when your athletic director is, you know, using women's basketball as an example on probably one of the biggest hires of our men's program, you know, I think it's always a great thing. He's vested in our program. He comes, you know, to all of our games. He sits courtside and, you know, he really believes in what we're doing.
Considering all the major accomplishments you've achieved as a player, where does your success as a coach rank in your mind?
I think it's up there. You know, I think you can't take away, you know, winning gold medals at the Olympics, but you certainly can equate it to, you know, one day coaching one of our players to becoming an Olympian. But I think, you know, coaching is probably, you know, one of my biggest highlights in my life because I'm able to affect lives on a daily basis, you know, and just be able to shape them, you know, make sure that they come from a generation of family members who didn't graduate from college. We're changing generations and that we're going to make sure that they graduate. We're going to make sure that their life, you know, after college will be very successful through the experiences that they've had with our team.
Your players have said that they and you are changing the culture of women's basketball at USC. In what way do you see this change or improvement, and what's gone into that?
Well, I think, you know, the changing culture is winning. You know, I think, you know, our players 4 years ago really didn't, you know, care less about what was happening in women's basketball. You know, now if you see them tweet, they're talking about, you know, games that are being played nationally on television. You know, they're talking about different players throughout the country. So, you know, that's changing the culture. They're vested in their craft. And, you know, when you see that happening, the culture is changing. And you know, I think it makes them want to be better players. It gets them in the gym and working out when the coaches aren't around. And that's changing the culture. So I think there is very true in that we are trying to change the culture. We are trying to, you know, do something that's never been done here at USC, and we're well on our way.
You're involved so much in the community with humanitarian work. What inspires you to put such an importance on that, and is that something you try to teach your players as well?
You know, I think it's important to always give back. I think I come from a place in which, in Philadelphia, the projects of North Philadelphia, where we didn't have people who went to college, or we didn't have college coaches coming in to lend us or share some stories about higher education. And anytime that you're able to share your story any kind of way and it touches someone to see their future a little bit differently, I think it's necessary.
You've become so well known for what you've accomplished as a player and a coach, but who is Dawn Staley away from the game?
I'm pretty boring, actually. You know, I think I'm pretty laid back. You know, I don't do much. I go to the same restaurants. You know, I enjoy being at home watching TV, and that's me. I don't stray too far from the norm.
At the end of your coaching career, what would you have to have accomplished for you to consider it a complete success?
I think winning the national championship, anything less would be failure.